You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh proposed Narendra Modi name as the leader of the Bharatiya Janata Party-led National Democratic Alliance Parliamentary Party, setting the stage for his third term as the Prime Minister. His colleagues Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, and top NDA leaders backed the proposal. Singh credited Modi for expanding the NDA and said the grouping is not a compulsion but a commitment for the BJP. "I believe that Narendra Modi's name is the most suitable. We are fortunate that we are going to get a sensitive Prime Minister," said Singh in his address at the NDA meeting at the Central Hall of the Old Parliament House. Four Indian students from Maharashtra studying at a university in Russia drowned in a river while on an outing, and a fifth was saved and is receiving medical care, the External Affairs Ministry said. The incident occurred when they were out on a walk along the Volkhov River. Our consulate in St. Petersburg remains in contact with the university and local authorities and is providing all possible assistance, the External Affairs Ministry said in a statement. Tamil Nadu's ruling the Dravida Munnetra Kazgam, DMK, and the opposition All India Anna Dravida Munnetra Kazgam, AIADMK, attacked the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test Undergraduate, or NEETUG, saying the national-level examination for admission to medical colleges should be scrapped. The double-barreled attack on NEETUG comes days after the National Testing Agency declared the results of the 2024 NEETUG on 4 June, in which 67 students shared the All India rank 1 by scoring perfect 720 by 720 marks, including 6 students from the same exam center in Haryana. The Karnataka government has banned the release and broadcast of the Bollywood film Hamare Bara for at least 2 weeks or until the next order, stating that if allowed to be released in the state, the film might trigger communal tensions, reported news agency ANI. Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das said that the Monetary Policy Committee decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5% as retail inflation continues to be above its target of 4%. The decision comes amid economic uncertainties both domestically and globally.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.